Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to build a rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, then dirty it up with saturation in a way that feels like a proper jungle reload, not a generic FX trick, not a cheesy preset. We want something that sounds worn, weighty, and intentional, like it came off a serious dub plate and still has enough control to work in a club mix. Why this works in D&B is simple. A rewind is more than a gimmick. It resets the energy, builds anticipation, and tells the listener, pay attention. The next bar matters. That's huge in jungle and old school drum and bass, where phrasing and momentum are everything. But if the rewind is too clean, it feels polite. If it's too distorted, it can smear the groove and kill the impact of the drop. So the goal is that sweet spot. Gritty, rhythmic, and clear enough that the return still lands hard. First thing, choose the right musical moment. Don't rewind random auto. Pick a phrase that has identity. A snare fill works. A bass stab works. A break chop works. A vocal shout works. You want something the ear can instantly recognize, because the rewind needs a target. If the source moment is vague, the whole effect feels decorative instead of functional. In Ableton, look for the last half bar, full bar, or maybe two bars before your drop or switch up. At 174 BPM, that usually gives you enough room for the listener to feel the pullback without losing the phrase. If the section is too long, the rewind gets sluggish. If it's too short, it doesn't register. Keep it readable. Now duplicate at phrase so you can be aggressive without touching the original arrangement. If it's MIDI, render it to audio when the part is locked in. If it's already audio, just duplicate the clip. I'd also consolidate the selection so the clip starts and ends cleanly. That makes the reverse and the processing much tighter. If you want the rewind to feel more authentic, don't always reverse the whole phrase blindly. Sometimes it's better to split it into smaller pieces. You might have a first hit, a middle motion, and a final accent. Reverse the important chunk, or even just the last accented slice. That can feel much more like a tape pull than a full blanket reverse. Once the clip is prepared, give it shape. A rewind needs contour. It should feel like it's being sucked backward, not just faded away. In Ableton, you can automate the track volume or use auto filter to create that movement. A solid starting point is to sweep the filter cutoff from somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz down toward 300 to 800 Hz, depending on how dark you want it. Keep resonance moderate, maybe around 10 to 30%, so you get some bite without a whistle. Let the volume dip by around 3 to 8 dB before the return. What to listen for here is the movement. The rewind should feel like it's pulling the phrase backward. If it just sounds like a normal fade, the effect is too soft. Tighten the timing, deepen the filter movement, and make sure the contour is obvious enough to read against the drum pattern. Now comes the key move, saturation after the shape, not before it. Put saturator after the filter and volume movement so the saturation emphasizes the change in density as the rewind unfolds. If you saturate too early, you can flatten the motion and lose that feeling of the phrase folding in on itself. A good stock chain here is auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8 if you need cleanup. Start with a drive of around 2 to 6 dB if you want subtle grime, or 6 to 10 dB if you want obvious old-school bite. Soft clip can help keep it controlled. Dry slash wet is often somewhere around 30 to 70%, depending on how aggressive your source already is. What to listen for now is attitude without collapse. The rewind should get more urgent as it approaches the return. It should feel denser and more charged, not just louder. If the attack starts turning to mush, pull the drive back a little or reduce the wet amount. At this point, decide what kind of rewind you're making. Do you want a dirty dubplate reload, or a cleaner fake out that leaves more space? If the tune is dark, sparse, or built around breaks and atmosphere, the dirtier approach usually works brilliantly. Push the saturation a bit harder, keep the movement short, and let it sound slightly crusty. If the track already has dense bass design, go cleaner. Preserve more transient shape, keep the drive lower, and let the rewind act more like a precise reset than a full-on smear. That split matters because the rewind needs to serve the arrangement. In a dense modern D&B track, the FX can't crowd the low mids. In a more jungle-leaning tune, a bit of roughness adds exactly the right amount of character. Now let's deal with the low end. This is important. A rewind should not drag uncontrolled sub-frequencies into the transition. If your source contains a lot of bottom end, high-pass it with EQ8 or auto-filter. Somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz is a good starting area, and if you're rewinding bass material, you may need to go higher, maybe 120 to 200 Hz, so the real sub can come back clean on the drop. What to listen for is the return. If the drop feels weak after the rewind, chances are the FX is still occupying the bottom. In DNB, the impact after the rewind is everything. The kick, snare, and sub need space to re-enter with force. Keep the rewind centered and controlled, especially in the low end. If you want width, save that for the upper content. You can also add a second stock device chain for extra control. One option is auto filter, saturator, and EQ8 for tonal grime. That's great when you want a sampled, old-school feel. Another option is auto filter, saturator, a light compressor or glue compressor, then EQ8. That's useful when you want the rewind to stay steady and punchy right before a big drop. Just be gentle with compression. You're not trying to flatten the motion. If the rewind starts feeling smaller, you've gone too far. A useful arrangement move is to make the return itself very clear. Don't let the rewind just disappear. It should resolve. You might have the final bar of the phrase become the rewind build, then the last half bar become the saturated pullback, then the next bar slams straight into the drop. That's classic phrasing. It feels like a proper reset. If you want a more old-school jungle feel, let the rewind happen right before the drop and bring the break back hard on the one. If you want something more modern and flexible, use the rewind as a call and response inside the drop, then answer it with a full phrase on the next bar. Both can work. The difference is in how much space you leave after the FX. At this point, always check the rewind in context. Don't judge it in solo. That's one of the biggest mistakes producers make. A rewind can sound massive alone and still ruin the groove when the full drums and bass are playing. Loop the surrounding 4 or 8 bars and listen carefully. What to listen for is whether the rewind masks the snare crack before the drop, or whether it leaves enough space for the sub to hit cleanly. If the FX steals the groove, shorten it, lower the saturation, or high-pass it more aggressively. If it feels too polite, let more mid-range through around 500 Hz to 2K Hz, because that's often where the attitude reads best on club systems. A good rule is this: if you could remove the drums and the rewind would still feel complete, it's probably too dominant. It should be the controlled interruption, not a separate performance. Once the timing and tone are right, commit it to Audivo. In Ableton, printing the rewind is often the fastest way to finish the idea. It locks in the timing, gives you a clear waveform to edit, and lets you trim the tail exactly where you want it. After resampling, you can clean up tiny clicks, nudge the audio a few milliseconds if the return needs to hit harder, and duplicate the best version for later use in the arrangement. That's a really strong workflow habit. It stops you from endlessly tweaking one loop and forces you to make a decision in the context of the track. Nice and focused. That's how you finish records. A couple of extra pro moves here are worth keeping in mind. First, version early. Print a cleaner rewind, a dirtier rewind, and even a shorter emergency version. That way you've got options for different drop contexts. Second, don't assume more saturation is always the answer. If the rewind feels weak, sometimes the fix is less length, a sharper filter swing, or a tighter return point. In DNB, timing often hits harder than tone. If you want to push this further, try a break-only rewind, where you leave the bass out and rewind only the drum content. That can feel very authentic for jungle. Or try a vocal or shout reload, which gives you a much more obvious crowd reaction energy. You can also build a mid-only dirty rewind by high-passing harder and letting the effect live mostly in the body and presence range. That's great if the track is already heavy in the low end. Now, before we wrap, remember the real objective. This is not about making a cool effect sound by itself. It's about making the next section hit harder. A good rewind acts like a negative downbeat. It clears space, creates pressure, and makes the return feel inevitable. If the track feels more focused, more dangerous, and more alive after the rewind, you're doing it right. So here's your recap. Pick a phrase with identity. Duplicate it and shape it with a reverse or a chopped rewind contour. Use auto filter and volume to create the pullback. Put saturator after that movement so the grime follows the motion. Control the low end so the drop has room to slam back in. Then check it in the full loop, print it to audio, and commit once it works. For your practice challenge, build a one-bar saturated rewind using only stock Ableton devices. Make one cleaner version and one dirtier version. Keep the source phrase to a break, bass stab, or vocal accent, and place both versions into the arrangement before the drop so you can hear which one actually serves the tune better. Listen for whether it feels like a true pullback, whether the identity still cuts through, and whether the next bar feels more powerful than before. Do that, and you'll start making rewinds that sound less like an effect and more like part of the record. That's the vibe. That's the discipline. Go build it and make it hit.